ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Now, Bruce Pascoe's best-selling 2014 book, Dark Emu, was a publishing phenomenon that challenged Australians to rethink what they knew about Indigenous history. Its success, though, also ignited a fierce backlash and an ugly culture war, which raged for years at a great personal cost to the author, who is a Yuin Bunurong and Tasmanian man. His new book, Black Duck, A Year at Yoomburra, is a quite different and distinct work. It's co-written by Pascoe and his partner, Lynn Harwood. It's a personal book reflecting on topics like life, country, the aftermath of Dark Emu, the devastating bushfires in East Gippsland, and the rebuilding of a marriage. The book is released today, and both co-authors, I'm happy to say, are with me here in the studio right now. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Morning.
Why did you both choose to write this book, perhaps starting with you, Bruce?
Well, we didn't. Sally Heath from Thames and Hudson had the idea and met with us and asked us if we wanted to do it. And we were pretty busy at the time. And once we got involved with the diary, it became a real pleasure because we were physically recording what we were seeing and hearing, and we'd never done that before. So it was a great joy. We miss it now. And we hope the book encapsulates that year on that piece of land.
Yeah, it was a pretty rocky year by the sounds of things in some respects, good and bad. But Lynn, was the process of writing this book a cathartic experience for you?
No, it wasn't cathartic.
Okay.
It was pleasurable.
Good.
It's lovely to have that opportunity to really awaken your senses. We've always loved nature. We've always loved tuning into the, you know, the birds and the animals and the country around us. And the discipline of writing that down is really lovely.
The book is structured along the six Indigenous seasons. Why did you make that narrative story, Bruce?
It's just part of country. Mm-hmm. That's how the country works. And our farm work follows those seasons as well, because we're farming Australian plants, so they're naturally following the weather as it occurs. So it was just a natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And you know, just help us understand, for those of us that aren't so familiar with those six Indigenous seasons, how do they differ from the kind of Western calendar, the Western seasons and the like, Lynn?
So the four seasons that, we normally follow aren't as specific, aren't as delineated, really, as life is. And I think when you pay attention to the weather, to the birds, to the animals, there's more flow to it, and things do change at different times, and it's very, very noticeable if you're close to nature. It's obvious that there's not just one summer. You know, there is a peak summer, and there is a gentle summer, and there is a moving into autumn. So I think most people who really are close to nature would understand that variance.
Black Duck Foods is the product, if you like, that has come out of the food, the produce that your farm produces. What's the long-term vision for this social enterprise, Bruce?
It's to help other Aboriginal communities make use of any land they happen to get. But the first instinct was to try and protect Aboriginal intellectual property in these foods, because of all the money that is made out of Aboriginal foods, 1% of it goes to Aboriginal people. That's a disgusting percentage, and it's something Australia can address. Government can help. They don't have to spend any money on it. They can just help.
How should they do that?
Well, there's supply nation, things like that, where they can favour an Aboriginal organisation to provide flour or tubers or bush tomato, whatever it is. So, you know, we recognise that these foods were grown up by you, and we're going to make sure that you get the opportunity to sell them, because that's why I started the farm, because I could see that after Dark Emu, people were really excited about the food and the flavours. No one thought, how do Aboriginal people benefit from this?
And are we seeing more and more, ever since, I guess, the writing of that book and now this new one, Black Foods, Black Duck Foods, I should say, all of that stuff, are we seeing a major influence, do you think, on Australian cooks and chefs and restaurants, Lynn?
That's absolutely true. But also what needs to happen, as well as people's desire to use these foods, they actually need assistance to understand the different nature of those foods. So, you know, the tubers are beautiful. They're crisp and crunchy, but people don't understand how to use them, when to harvest them, and how to actually grow them. So all of those processes need to be put in place as well. The flour is really low in gluten, so that's a different process of baking to the wheat flour. So, yes, there's a great interest, but there's also a need for people to actually learn how to use these foods. As well as appreciate them.
Yeah, indeed. Have you got a favourite kind of recipe or thing of combining all of these wonderful products?
Look, our farm manager is also a great cook, and he's created a lasagna with a kangaroo mince in it, and the lasagna sheets made with kangaroo grass, and it's a real hit.
Bruce?
Yeah, I just like eating the manyang, the vanilla lily straight out of the garden. I think it's going to be, I'd be surprised if in 10 years' time people weren't growing it in their backyards and restaurateurs using it. I think that vegetable is ideal for Chinese dumplings or something like that, because that freshness and crunchiness stands up under cooking. I think it'll be a favourite Australian vegetable, but you know, the caution is, how do Aboriginal people benefit from that? Mm. The thing that Aboriginal people don't have is land.
Mm. I could talk about recipes all day, but Bruce, I do want to ask you about the experience of that backlash post Dark Emu. What was that like for you and for Lynn?
It was tough, but it's been tough on a lot of Aboriginal people in the past too, you know. It's not just me, you know, this has been going on for 230 years and it's just, you know, my turn at the moment. But that'll change. You know, unless you've been personally attacked and called a fraud, you don't know what it feels like, because if your whole life is based around, you know, you feel like you're doing things honourably and with integrity, suddenly to have, you know, Australians reading about your, you know, supposed misdemeanours, it's unsettling, you know. But I just went off social media, and I went just back into country and working on the farm. That's what heals.
Lynn, what was that experience like for you looking on?
Oh, it's always painful to see your mate being demolished like that, especially when I know the passion and the integrity and the truth which Bruce is looking for. And so, you know, when people are actually attacking the man because they don't like the idea, I think it's very unfair.
Mm. Well, I haven't read the book yet, but I'm looking forward to doing so. Thank you for coming on the program and being so open and honest with us. And congratulations on what I hear is a very wonderful book.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Bruce Pascoe and Lynn Harwood, they're authors of the new book, Black Duck, A Year at Yoomba. It is released today.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.